Several UW campuses offer interim classes. They run for about 3 weeks in January and May. The classes last 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. But at most schools, interim students must pay for the classes separately. UW Oshkosh is different. Interim classes there are built into tuition for the fall and spring semesters. So a student who paid tuition last fall but isn't now taking an interim class at Oshkosh will end up paying for credits that never got used. The director of admissions at UW Oshkosh is Jill Endres. She says just more than half the full-time students there are taking interim courses now. That's an 8% increase over last year. Endry says students are apparently becoming more budget conscious.
You know, it's no secret that we can anticipate some tuition increases over the next year or so, and with the state budget situation as it is, I think students are trying to be very, very cost efficient and wise in how they utilize their time. And I think parents certainly play a role in that as well. If they're the ones to be helping the student fund their education, they're going to want to get their money's worth.
Endry says UW Oshkosh's overall enrollment is growing too. The school now has more than 11,000 students, or 4.2% more than it did last year. She says higher enrollments coupled with budget cuts will mean more work for the school's faculty and staff. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.